7:43 a.m. and 99 FM. ARD, number one in Dublin, and you put us there.
We like what you like. We're a lot like you. You are the night and the day. You are the music we play. We do it for you.
ARD, 11:43 a.m. and 99 FM.
I lost.
We're moving straight on with the music and Stevie Nicks and the brand new single from her and the Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. A nice little single for this hour of the morning and Stop Dragging My Heart Around. Definitely echoes the mood of Fleetwood Mac. There's Stevie Nicks, that's the name, Stevie Nicks. And she's with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers there, and Stop Dragging My Heart Around. A little notice now from the Association of Parents and Friends of Skull Chiron. The association above are looking for a second-hand books, toys and clothes for coming sale of work. They are also looking for gym equipment and old kitchen equipment. So if you think you can help these children, please contact Betty at 375-946. That's 375-946, or call to 18 Ballymun Road, Glasnevin, Dublin 9. For the stylistics. Back to 1975, and Nana is the saddest word.
Nana.
Bye.
1975, and the sound from the stylistics of Nana is the saddest word. It's exactly 6:30, you're tuned to AOD Radio from the Crofton Airport Hotel on the Swords Road in Dublin 9. Victor Ryan taking you up till 7 o'clock, another half hour. And then you'll be stuck with Dave Baker until 9:30.
Thank you.
1980 for the Rolling Stones and the Emotional Rescue. It's Thursday morning, the 30th of July, and it's just 25 minutes away from 7 o'clock. The little quote this morning says that leaving no stone unturned can sometimes ruin the path. An interesting little quote indeed.
Can't you see I love you? Please don't break my heart in two. That's not hard to do, 'cause I don't have a wooden heart. And if you say goodbye, then I know that I would cry. Maybe I would die, 'cause I don't have a wooden heart. There's no strings upon this love of mine. It was always you from the start. Sweet me nice, treat me good, treat me like you really should. 'Cause I'm not made of wood, and I don't have a wooden heart. Muss ich denn zum Städtelehinhaus, Städtelehinhaus, und du, mein Schatz, bleibst hier. Muss ich denn zum Städtelehinhaus, Städtelehinhaus, und du, mein Schatz, bleibst hier. There's no strings upon this love of mine. It was always you from the start. Sei mir gut, sei mir wie du wirklich sollst, wie du wirklich sollst, 'cause I don't have a word.
Just 23 minutes away from 7 o'clock now, and it is the Irish Steam Preservation Society are holding a steam rally on Sunday and Monday next, the 2nd and the 3rd of August. It's open each day between 12 noon and 6 p.m, and it's at Stradbally Hall in Stradbally, County Leash. Special attractions include parachuting, skydiving, hot air balloons, amusements, and fairground organs. That's the August Bank Holiday Weekend Steam Rally, run by the Irish Steam Preservation Society at Stradbally Hall, Stradbally, County Leash, on August the 2nd and the 3rd, from 12 noon to 6 p.m. each day.
A.R.D.
Hello? Ballykilfernas Bookshop here at your service. What can I do for you? Well, we've all kinds of books. Depends on what kind of books you like to read. What? Hobbies? You mean do-it-yourself books? Like, well, yeah, we have Teach Yourself Sainthood in 3 weeks. Would you be interested in that? What? Something more secular? Well, now, what about Make Your Own Wellington Boots? What? You don't want to make anything? And you still want to learn something useful? Really, you're making it very difficult now. I'll tell you what we have here that might interest you. Chaff burn be the natural method. Would that be any use to you? What? What others have we got? Well, we have prenatal exercises for mountain sheep. Would that interest you? What? You're not a vet. Well, neither am I. And I'm just selling the bloody books. You're looking for something a bit more daring. Aye, well, we'll have a few fairly hot ones in already. How about Confessions of a Drunken Santa? Would that be any use to you? What? Well, we have others all right. Something hotter, like. Well, I'll tell you what there is. There's one called I Was a Drunk Pusher in My Baby. I wonder if it hasn't burned a hole in the shelf. What? something for a higher age group. Okay, you're making it very difficult for me now. Let me see now. Well, one fairly hot job here. It's all about the love life of a farmer. It's called Love Now, Plow Later. But I wouldn't like you to say where you got it, like. There'd be more there if the cannon found out we were selling it, like. What? We are not selling muck. You're the one looking for the deer and books. You'd like something with a more religious flavour. Well, certainly you want to have your cake and eat it, don't you? Well, all right, I'll tell you what we do for you, so. We've one here that was written to the best daughter. She was going on for a nun for a while, you know, or she, they found out she'd poured JCBs over in Birmingham, so, that's another story anyway, but she wrote this book. It's called The Mystery of the Convent Scour. Maybe that has interest you. No. God, you're a terrible hard man to please. She wrote another one, maybe you'd like that. It's called Ballerina Nun Leaps Over the Wall. No? Oh, well, now the only thing we have left now is hobbies, like... What? Well, we've home brewing for Dunder 5. That's very popular. It's all the go at present. And if you'd like something to improve your mind, there's The Philosophy of Muck Spreading, A Political Analysis. That might interest you. What? Oh, well, Janie, now I don't know what I can do for you, so. You're not a shopkeeper, are you? Because I'll tell you what's just come in. It might be very useful to you. The Al Capone Guide to Bath. I believe there's some great tips in it. What? Oh, you're not a shopkeeper. What line are you in, anyway, if you don't mind me asking? You're a farmer. But you should have told me that in the first place. I just a thing for you. I just came in this morning. Learn to speak fluent EEC in your own time. What? Oh, no, I haven't got all day to be recommending books to you. What? Well, I can put down this bloody phone for a start. Jamie, you couldn't hit something. Now, where was I? No, Mr.
Will you come to the bower or the free boundless ocean, where the stupendous waves roll in thunder and motion, where the mermaids are seen and the fierce tempest gathers all our care and the green, the dear land of our fathers? Will you come, will you come to the bower? Will you come to the land of O'Neill and O'Donnell, of Lord Lucan the Bold, the immortal O'Connell, where King Brian drove the Danes and St. Patrick the Burman, and those valleys remain still most beautiful and charming? Will you come, will you come to the bower? You can see Dublin City, the fine roads of Blarney, the Bannbyne and Liffey, the lakes of Killarney. You can ride on the tide or the broad majestic Shannon, you can sail round Loch Ness and see storied Dungannon. Will you come, will you come to the bower? Will you come to the bower? Will you come?
Unmistakable voice of Sean Dunphy and Would You Come to the Bower?
I am sailing home again across the sea. I am sailing stormy.
St. Michael's House for Mentally Handicapped Children at Macaulay's Barn on the Swords Road in Balbriggan. Admission there is £3 and there is dancing from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. with the lookalikes themselves. Back to 1969 right now for Peter Starsed and Where Do You Go To My Lovely?
You talk like Marlena Dietrich, and you dance like Zizi Jamel. The
your clothes are all made by Balmain. And there's diamonds and pearls in your hair, yes there are. You live in a fancy apartment off the boulevard Saint-Michel, where you keep your Rolling Stones records and a friend of Sacha Distel, yes you do. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head, yes I do. I've seen all your qualifications you got from the Sorbonne, and the painting you stole from Picasso. Your loveliness goes on and on, yes it does. When you go on your summer vacation, you go to Juan-les-Pins with your carefully designed topless swimsuit. You get an even suntan on your back and on your legs. And when the snow falls, you're found in Samoritz with the others of the jet set. And you sip your Napoleon brandy, but you never get your lips wet. No, you don't. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Won't you tell me the thoughts that surround you? I want to look inside your head, yes I do. Your name, it is heard in high places. You know the Aga Khan. He sent you a racehorse for Christmas, and you keep it just for fun, for a laugh. They say that when you get married, it'll be to a millionaire, but they don't realize where you came from. And I wonder if they really care or give a damn. Where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head, yes I do. I remember the back streets of Naples, two children begging in the rags, both touched with a burning ambition to shake off their lowly born tastes that they tried. So look into my face, Marie Claire, and remember just who you are. Then go and forget me forever, but I know you still bear the scar deep inside, yes you do. I know where you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed. I know the thoughts that surround you, 'cause I can look inside your head. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na,
na. 6 minutes away from 7 o'clock, and if you've just got out of bed and you're feeling in great form, and you're in great form altogether, then hard luck to you. If you're in terrible form, we've got a record for you. So make your way slowly towards the bathroom and be ready to puke your insides up any second now.
Upon his legs, dressed him in fine clothes and food.
Victor Ryan to take my leave and say my goodbyes and wish you all a very nice bank holiday weekend. It's a bit early, but I'll wish it again to you in the morning, but just in case you're going off today, you know, which a lot of people are, do have a nice weekend and be nice to each other and take care of each other and most of all take care of yourselves. And if you are still in Dublin, do listen in tomorrow morning between the hours of 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock with myself, Victor Ryan, here on AOD Radio. We'll have news headlines for you at 7 o'clock. We'll see you in the morning. Bye-bye.
ARD, broadcasting at 11:43 a.m. and 99 FM. The time is 7 o'clock.
ARD News.
Welcome to the first news of the day. The bus strike is over. Services are expected to be almost back to normal in Dublin and Waterford this morning. Leaders of the National Bus Workers Union decided to suspend the strike immediately and to put the Labour Court peace formula to a ballot of their members next week. There is still some doubt whether buses will be operating from the Phibsborough garage or there's an unofficial picket. President Ronald Reagan has won an important victory in Congress, getting his plans for tax cuts through the House of Representatives by a majority of more than 40. 48 Democrats crossed party lines to vote for the measure. The Senate, which is controlled by Republicans, approved a similar bill by an overwhelming majority. Three members of the provisional Sinn Féin, who visited the Mays prison last night, have said that the hunger strikes will continue. The visitors included the organisation's vice president, Mr. Gerry Adams. Kieran Doherty TD is now entering his 70th day of his hunger strike, and Kevin Lynch is 69th. And both are said to be very, very close to death. In the earthquake in southern Iran, 800 bodies have now been recovered from ruined buildings. It's estimated that the final toll could be more than 5,000. The former president of Iran, Mr. Bani Sadra, who escaped on Tuesday aboard an Iranian Air Force plane, has joined his two daughters at their home in Paris. Ireland's EEC commissioner, Mr. O'Kennedy, has rejected an attack by the Council of Ministers on the budget proposals for 1982. He said they were motivated by a blind drive to cut back on community spending. And finally, a look at the weather forecast. It'll be dry, with sunny spells in most places, becoming rather warm, with temperatures between 20 and 22 degrees Celsius in the late afternoon. It's 2 minutes past 7.
That's ARD News and Weather together. We have more news for you at 7:30 this morning. And time now for the breakfast programme.
Past 7 o'clock on a Thursday morning. Thank you, Victor Ryan. How does the man do it, I always say? 5 hours of great music. And he changed his name halfway through as well. Thanks indeed, Victor. And we'll see you tomorrow for the final early morning program of the week. And indeed, with sadness, I tell you, this is the second last David Baker program on radio in Dublin. Anyway, enough of that, and on with the music. Between now and 9:30, ARD's breakfast programme. And starting us off, feeling rather scratchy this morning, Rolls Royce.
And is it love you're after?
Good morning to you. It's going to be a super day. We're going to have some sunshine at long last. Thought it would never come. We're in great form this morning. It's Thursday, the 30th of July, and our little saying for today, as we always tell you at the beginning of the programme, is leaving no stone unturned can sometimes ruin the path.